You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Some friends with the Hunting the Truth ministry, Chad and James Hampton, join us, co-founders of the ministry. Guys, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
It's a blessing. Thank you.
Hey, I want to mention those that have looked for the show, it airs locally, actually, on Channel 11, KCHF, and you'll find it Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, and Fridays at 11:30. You'll find details as well at TwinFactorTV.com. And for those not familiar with you guys, just take a minute. Where does the name Twin Factor come from?
Twin Factor. It's James and I are identical twins, and so we wanted to call the name part of it Twin, but we called it Factor also. Twin Factor, two twins trying to be the factor in people's lives. Our trademark slogan is "Be the Factor." Factor means having an impact on the outcome of something. So we wanted to sum up the mission of our show: two identical twins just trying to be the factor for Jesus in other people's lives.
I love that. And, you know, for those who haven't seen the TV show, and maybe even before you find it, go to TwinFactorTV.com. On the website there, you'll find kind of a trailer, you know, a little tease about what the show is like. And I'm going to tell you, because I watched it again this morning, you go watch that, and then you're like, I want to see a whole episode. You can also find information on YouTube about the ministry. Lots of great videos to go through there. But guys, we talked to the last time, some of the time we spent talking about your book, Secrets of the Hunt, which, yes, again, you'll find details about that at TwinFactorTV.com. September 1st, release date of 100 Days of Strength for Hunters. Yes. Whose brainchild was this?
Yes. Oh, it was, well, it was both of ours. It was both of our idea. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, actually, it's pretty interesting how this book came about. We've been writing devotions for years for different magazines and just for ourselves, just putting devotions out on our social media. And so when we were approached with the idea and the opportunity to write a devotion, we jumped right on it. And we knew right away what the title would be. Chad and I, we love the Psalms, and we love David, that character in the Bible. And David says in Psalms 119, he asked God, he said, to give him strength through God's word. That's what he asked God. So we wanted to write a devotion for hunters and outdoorsmen, of course, that's our target audience. We wanted to write a devotion where they could receive a little bit of God's strength every single day, and that's through a short devotion. Of course, as everybody knows, there's 100 of them. So that's kind of how the concept of the hunting devotion came about for this book.
Well, and again, the release date September 1st, and of course, people typically, you know, you can go find books wherever you shop for your favorite books online. And for those who go to Twin Factor TV you know, after that release date of September 1st, going to find a signed copy there as well. But you'll find all kinds of details. Again, I want to give the website. Don't miss this. TwinFactorTV.com. Now. 100 days of strength for hunters. That doesn't limit it, though, to something you can't use. You know, get through it in three and a half, four months. Start over. It's a great resource. What was your hope in the content you provided here for those? And I would say those who enjoy hunting and fishing and the outdoors. I mean, I know just from the short videos I saw, you guys are kayaking and hiking and you're outdoors. Yeah. I mean, you're doing target practice with the bow and arrow and, you know, archery. What was your hope that people would get when going through this 100 days?
Jesus says in Mark chapter 12, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. James and I, we've learned really quickly, both in hunting animals and in our hunt for God and his plan for our life, that it takes a lot of strength to hunt them with all of our heart. you know, there's the devotions that are in this book cover a wide range of topics, but it's not only about how we can receive strength from God, but it's also some devotions cover things that can cause us to lose our strength. So for example, we covered discouragement, just for example. When we go out hunting, let's say that we take a shot at an animal and we miss, you get really discouraged. You do a lot of preparation for that hunt. And when you have the opportunity and you miss it, you can get discouraged, and it really can affect you from wanting to hunt anymore. But it's and that's the same in our hunt for God and his plan for our life. When we hunt God, we do a lot of preparation. You know, you study God's word, you pray a lot, you try to obey what God says as accurately as you can. And sometimes we make mistakes, and sometimes it can really affect us. It can create some emotions that make you want to stop hunting. And so our devotional book cover a wide range of topics, but really we are hoping to give that God will give people daily strength to hunt God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. We found, and personally, we read our own devotions. I read it daily. And even though we wrote it, James and I kind of laugh at each other sometimes and about how God's speaking to me through my own book that I'm writing, and he does often. But I found that by the time you get through 100 devotions, it's 100 days. But by the time I start over, I need to read and hear what God is saying on that first devotion again. You know, our lives are living for Jesus is a constant learning adventure. And so this 100 days of strength for hunters, we're just hoping that God can give people daily strength, because it takes a lot of strength to hunt him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Okay. Well, I want to speak to what you said about, you know, going back and starting over. I mean, I always say to that, looking to the word of God, I think of a specific, passage of scripture, but I'm sure Paul did it more than once, in Galatians 1:8-9, you know, I'm going to paraphrase, you know, he says, if we or an angel from heaven should declare to you a gospel contrary to which we already delivered, may he be eternally accursed. As I said before, so also I say again, if we or an angel from heaven to declare to you a gospel contrary to what we already delivered, may he be eternally accursed. It's like God and Paul knew us dumb guys and gals. We not dumb, but we're human. We need to hear it more than once, and practice makes permanent. So great opportunity to walk through 100 days more than once. 100 days of strength for hunters, September 1st release date of the new book by Chad and James Hampton, co-founders of Hunting the Truth Ministries and co-hosts, as I mentioned, of Twin Factor Outdoor Reality Show, seen locally on KCHF Channel 11. And we would encourage you to look for Twin Factor TV on YouTube, and go to the website at twinfactortv.com. Although some people pre-ordered and we're getting books wherever they go shopping online for books, those going to the shop on twinfactortv.com getting a signed copy. So a little extra bonus there. And I don't want to close our conversation without letting our audience know a couple things. One, if you're listening and you're part of a men's ministry, or ladies, you know your husband is involved or should be involved in a men's ministry at your church, I'd encourage you to reach out through the website at twinfactortv.com and see if you can't connect that tour that's coming up, potentially, or not, whether it connects with the tour or not. Having these guys out, Chad and James Hampton, to speak to the men on some of the things we're talking about here. Yes. But as far as the tour goes, guys, what are you looking forward to?
Oh, we're greatly looking forward to. We have speaking engagements that are part of the tour. We're doing meet and greets and events like that. Also, as book signings, obviously, as part of the tour, there's going to be a lot of different things we're doing for the tour. We're really looking forward to connecting with others, other who we call Jesus hunters out on this tour and talking about hunting, talking about Jesus, and just encouraging each other. That's what we're looking forward to.
Can we talk about fishing?
Oh yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah, anything outdoors, anything hunting, anything sports.
when you were talking about missing that shot, my boys and my girl, she was fantastic at fishing and cleaning. a common mantra for us was Ryman's don't get skunked. So that spoke to our patience about being out there to catch something.
Fishing.
Go ahead, James.
Fishing is one of the things that we wish we had a lot more time to do. We love to fish. We just don't have time. We'll do some fishing in the spring for perch, and then every once in a while we'll get out in the summer out in Caseville to the pier, and we'll do some nighttime catfishing. But other than that, we're just so busy we don't have time. But we love to talk about fishing, and we love to fish.
Like bait fishing for catfish or noodling?
Bait fishing. We've never noodled before. We want to do that. That'd be
a great show. I'd love to see that show. Look, Chad, James Hampton, so much appreciate all you're doing to reach out to those interested in the outdoors, more importantly, and getting to grow closer to the Lord. And look forward to having you guys. Hope to see you in New Mexico, but having you back on ABQ Connect again.
Yes, thank you so much for having us. It's been a blessing. God bless you. Thank you for what you do.
So much. All right. Likewise. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.